How much did you relish the action?
Oh, a lot. And especially going against the first team D for a little bit. No, it was great to get, you know, back under the pads and get in full contact again. And it's football. You know, football is back August 1st, and can't ask for better weather. And, you know, just a good time to be out here and competing, you know, with veteran guys.
What do you think of your performance out there?
It can always increase every day. So when I go back, I'm going to watch film, see what I could do better and come out tomorrow and be even better. So that's my goal, is take one day at a time and come back the next day and really improve and show the coaches.
With no LeGarrette Blount out here today at practice, were you kind of relishing the opportunity to have more opportunities there, especially with the type of drills that they were running with the live hitting and some of the goal line short yard stuff?
Oh, of course. And I think they want to depend on me to see what I can handle. And being that Blount wasn't here today, I kind of took that in as an advantage as for my reps. And, you know, it's the way of football. You know, when your number is called upon, you got to be ready for it.
How did you feel with the slimmer frame? You know, you're down to 215. You usually played, you said, 225. You reported 227. How did you feel with that weight coming off?
It feels great. I feel lighter. Still feel as if I have all my strength there. And at the same time, it's all about, you know, what I did in this offseason to prepare me for this time now. So now I think my regimen, my diet, and my training all put me for a better moment here today in training camp.
So what was it like looking across and seeing the likes of Fletcher Cox and Tim Jernigan and being able – make a couple of nice moves on them to get some extra yards out there on the field?
It just shows that what you can really do against you know, great opponents. And I think going against you know, better guys always elevates your level. So you want to be at the, you know, highest peak that you possibly can and not play down to anybody's level. So you know, going against Fletcher Cox and everybody else on the back end, it was a great experience. But you know, I'll be going against them all camp.
How do you think you're developing from a pass protection standpoint? Because running the ball, we know you did it well at Wisconsin, but obviously a big question when you get to the NFL is, can you be out there on third down?
Oh, exactly. I think I did a great job of, you know, picking up my keys and doing my reads pretty well. So looking for the center's point, you know, who to go on after. You know, it's just being dialed in because, you know, protections change about four times at the line. So you got to be ready for everything. And, you know, just being confident and poised while being out there at the same time really helps my game.